It's all over. Leave Connell are through to back-to-back county finals, and this is their third final in a row. They were there the year before, and they've won it, Niamh Connell, with that brilliant score from Kieran Thompson, and they've won it by 1 point in the end up. It's exciting stuff here, Brendan, and we've had extra time and everything else, but that kick by Kieran Thompson has taken Niamh Connell through to the final, where they'll meet Kilcare in the final in 2 weeks' time, and St. Eunice will be disappointed, Brendan.
Really disappointed. You can see the body language of the players. They're absolutely devastated. They've put in a massive shift, a massive effort, and you know, they were 3 points ahead into injury time or into extra time, and then you know we had that brilliant goal, or that goal from Liam McLoon, but that point from Kieran Thompson was a point fit to win, worthy to win any match. So it was a super score from out on the left, because make no mistake about it, Martin, he was under fierce pressure at the time. He decided, he dummied it once when the block came in, and the second time then swung it over the bar with his left foot. Absolutely superb score to win the game. But listen, St. Junans will be really disappointed. They'll feel they left this behind them, and they did an awful lot right. They worked really hard for the day, but they just, you know, an hour and a half of football, they got 12 scores, and it just wasn't enough on the board for the days for them. So they'll be hugely disappointed. But fair play to Niamh Connell. We saw them. They never gave up. We saw them in last year's county final, Martin. They kept persevering. When things looked lost for them, they kept going. And the same exact same situation today. They looked out with, they looked gone. It looked like Unions were going on ahead to meet Kilcare in the final. But Niamh Connell showed that resilience, that toughness that's built over years and years of work. Their experienced players stood to the fore, and that man, Kieran Thompson, with his left foot, kicked over the winning score, Martin.
Yeah, it's a brilliant score with Kieran Thompson. He probably was, when they went 3 points down, he was the player that turned it. Leo, the experience of Leo McLoon, got the goal, got his fist to the ball, and knocked it into the net, and had down onto her right when they needed that goal. But that point by Kieran Thompson, he didn't panic. He won a couple of big balls in the middle of the field. They aimed the kick outs at him. Brilliantly won in the middle of the field by Kieran Thompson. So they're true to, as I said, to meet Kilcare in the final, but they had some great performances. We had some all round. It wasn't a hectic game or anything else, but we had some great performances, and I thought Eunan Doherty tried very, very hard. Owen McGinn came into the match. Marty Boyle covered every bit of grass on that ground. Ethan O'Donnell handled a lot of ball for Niamh Connell as well, and you know, Jack McKelvey was looking like man of the match, I would say, till the stage he went off. And I think the man of the match is Kieran Thompson, isn't it, the midfielder, is it, or who's he?
Yeah, well listen, Kieran made a huge difference when he came in. We saw him win that ball in the middle of the field, we saw him kick the winning score, and I don't think on an occasion like this the man of the match is that important. I think the team effort from Niamh Connell to get them out of jail when they looked in real trouble today was the main thing. So it was, and you look at, you know, I was really impressed with Eunan Doherty, put in a massive shift at wing half forward. But you look at Alton Doherty, number four, I thought, again, and I know I have a bit of an affiliation having been a former defender myself, I thought he had a really superb game for Niamh Connell today, all over the pitch. Their half back line, you know, Anthony Thompson, solid as a rock all day. Ethan O'Donnell driving forward at every opportunity, but still well marshalled by Eunan's. Owen McGettigan had his moments in the game. Marty Boyle, you know, he's such a warrior for Niamh Connell. He always plays a big game. His sweeping was superb. And then you look at, you know, Dermot Malloy, Charlie McGinnis. Jack McKelvey was absolutely superb for the time he was on the field. Absolutely, he was the main factor in the game for the time he was on the field. Unfortunately, he didn't get to see any extra time. But listen, both teams can be proud of their effort. As you said, Martin, it wasn't the best game of football. It was sloppy at times. It was very defensive. Both teams getting plenty of players behind the ball. But listen, both of them gave a full effort for the hour and a half or an hour and 20 minutes. And Niamh Connell deserve huge credit because they've dug out a result again.
Yeah, they dug out a result. But we have to give credit to St. Eunice as well, you know, for they didn't go away and they kept on the game, and it, you know, looked like they were beaten at stages in the game itself, but they came back and got level and everything else. And that kick by Niall O'Donnell to equalise it was as good a kick as we'll see in McCruel Park, and look for it. But it's, yeah, it's as you said, it's Niamh Connell's day.